Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with news on the transfer front and the news on the latest on Manchester United's pursuit of Birmingham City youngster Jude Bellingham. United are reportedly still leading the race to sign the 16-year-old wonder kid, despite Borussia Dortmund also being keen on the youngster. Bellingham has made just 35 appearances for Blues at senior level. However, he is continuing to be linked with a move away from St Andrews, so good of his performances being. United believed to be then still leading the chase to sign him, but Borussia Dortmund are also keen. It appears that it may come down to a straight fight between the two clubs. Birmingham wants at least £35 million, maybe more, for the youngster, who could join a club and then be loaned back to Birmingham for an initial year period. Elsewhere, and United still interested in Jadon Sancho. Some reports have claimed that Dortmund wanted United youngster Mason Greenwood in part exchange in terms of the Sancho deal. No agreement has yet been reached, but Sancho, it's thought, it remains a top target for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. United, by the way, refused to allow Greenwood to make the move in the opposite direction should any deal be agreed. Other players continue to be linked with United include Jack Grealish, the Aston Villa man, although Everton are now also believed to be in the race for him. While RB Leipzig defender Deo Upamecano is another target, but he's been urged to remain at the club by Germany legend Lothar Matthäus. The Frenchman, who's 21, is a target for a whole host of top European clubs, including Arsenal and Manchester City, as well as United. Matthäus, though, believes that it might be better for him at the moment to stay where he is. Finally, Harry Maguire has said that he's proud of the way that the NHS and the country is working at the moment during the current coronavirus crisis. Maguire has been quoted as saying, "We're trying to do our bit. There's not much else to do other than get your hour of exercise in a day. So there's not much excuse for the lads in terms of not keeping themselves fit. It's difficult, but it's obviously a lot more difficult for the NHS," he said, "and the key workers out there doing this every day. For myself, I'm really proud of the NHS and the work that they're doing, so I'm following the guidelines to protect them," he said. That's all for now. We'll have more later.